to the Almost Relevant Podcast, where we delve into any rabbit hole, no matter how deep. The podcast for everything nerdy and geeky. I'm Jeremy Collier.
And I'm Elliot Lee. And this is part two of our Vegas / 4th of July episode, which, I guess, simple enough, this episode is about Vegas.
You totally lost me. I mean, I was so confused there. But yes, we are in Vegas, and this is our Vegas episode. We are going to talk about just some experiences in Vegas, for those of you who have never been here, and for those of you who have.
To clarify, the reason why Jeremy's confused is because he wanted to record. So we're recording part two first, and then we're going to be recording part one.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off.
Yeah, okay, so the first part was going to be about 4th of July, because as of this date, it is July 5th. And then we're going, so it felt appropriate we should record a 4th of July episode and a Vegas episode. But Jeremy wants to do the Vegas episode first because neither of us are sober, and it felt a little bit more appropriate to do the Vegas episode not sober and then do the 4th of July one when we're still not sober but a little bit less not sober.
Yeah, basically I have to drive in a little bit, so I had to stop drinking about a half hour ago.
Nope, I'm still going.
Yeah. Woo! So we're doing this episode first. Basically, we're just going to talk about Vegas.
Okay, so let me start the question.
You just start the interruption, yes.
Yes, because I've been drinking. So, I've known in the past that you did not have the best experiences with Vegas, and you had a little bit of anxiety coming here, so what was different this time around?
Okay, well, that's three different questions right there. First question...
No, that's one question. What is different for you this time
but
around?
It's a three-step question, okay?
Okay, but yeah, well, you don't have to go in depth about that.
Well, I was going to say, first time I came here, I didn't have a whole lot of fun, but that's... It wasn't...
So that's not a question, that's a statement.
That was a statement.
Yes. No, I'm saying I didn't ask you a question.
Your question requires the background knowledge.
So, which could have been answered with
oh my god, shut up!
I'm drinking
this
my wine.
This is why we don't drink during podcasts. No, I'm kidding.
Except we've drinking like through half the podcast.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yeah, it's your listener's job to figure out which ones we were not sober for.
There's only been 14 episodes. It's not that hard to find out. So anyway, okay, 15 episodes. Anyway, real quick. So the first time, I've only been to Vegas one other time before this. It was 2 years ago, I believe. And it wasn't that I didn't have fun. It was that the people that we were with just wasn't the best people to be in Vegas with. Now, let me specify about that because it was me and my wife, her brother, and her brother's wife. Me and my wife would have had a lot of fun, and I know that her brother and her brother's wife has a lot of fun, too. We stayed off the strip. We stayed together. You know, so it was a lot of, like, we had to coordinate with each other. We couldn't just be like, well, we could have, but it would have been a lot more difficult to say, well, I'll just meet you back in the room because one person was driving the whole time, you know, things like that. So it's not that I didn't have a fun time. I went on top of Paris the first time I was here. I loved that. That was awesome. That's probably the highlight of any of my Vegas, even though this is a better trip. Being on top of Paris was amazing.
Well, sing a parasol picture of me on top of
parasol. I'm like, what are you talking about? So that was part one. The part two was the anxiety. I have anxiety in general about going places.
Stop it!
I have anxiety. Even when I go places with, like, my wife or my family, my mom or whatever, I still have anxiety, but it's eased because of those people. The only reason I actually came on this trip, and it's going to be, you're going to be like, aw, or ew, or eh, but because Elliot was here, because I do consider him a very close friend, and I wouldn't have done this with just anybody. I wouldn't go to Vegas on my own, like some people. So to answer your third question, what's the difference? Well, I guess there's a few things. I went into this trip, well, not into it, but... Per our conversation a week ago, I went into this trip knowing that if I wanted to take off and leave you to do what you're doing, you're not going to get mad at me.
No, if I want to stay gambling and you want to puss out, I'm going to stay gambling.
Wow. But no, I mean, so that I kind of went into that mentality of, you know, like, if I really want to do something, I'm like, Elliot, dude, I'm just going to be on my own for a little bit.
Right, yeah. This doesn't have to be an entire group trip.
Yeah.
It's not exclusively, oh, we have to do this as a group.
And the fact is we've been together the whole time, just is kind of like because we've been doing the same thing.
Right.
So that's one main thing. Also, I don't like to go on big group trips because of my sleeping problems, which sounds like I'm haunting the building.
Kind of does. It seems a little weird. I'm just like, what the hell is that?
So, long story short, I don't snore like some people snore extremely loud or whatever. I don't snore loud. Okay,
so let me break it down. His snoring has a playlist. There's the lumberjack. There's the murmur. There's the
haunting.
It's like, I don't know how many times I woke up. I was listening to you snore, and I'm just like, you were not snoring like that earlier.
No,
like what? Shuffle.
Shuffle and repeat.
You got a playlist that's on shuffle and repeat.
Well, what's funny is when my friends used to stay the night whenever we were when we were younger, they'd always the first time they stayed the night, they literally woke up in the middle of the night and thought someone was haunted, like there was ghosts in the house. So that kind of goes to show you. But it ended up being just me and Elliot and his in the room, and then his brother and brother's girl in the other room. So basically, it ended up just being me and him. As to why it's more fun, I don't know. It's just been really chill and kind of like just have fun. Like we just went down. We woke up.
We went down. All right.
We woke up at. Well, I woke up at 10 something. We got ready. We went to get breakfast. We got back to the hotel, and it's like, let's go drink and gamble. It's like, it's that simple. So we went down, got some free drinks. Well, actually, I lost some money, but
yeah,
got some free drinks.
I think I'm ultimately down $10. I was up about 60 something, 65.
I'm down like 35 right now, but I'm not really worried about it.
You're bad luck.
No, I'm good luck to me.
Yeah, but you know, I'm kind of loaded, so well, not really loaded, but I definitely had a bit to drink, so I don't like care.
Yeah. So, even if I didn't, I mean, $35, I had fun, and I probably got at least $100 worth of drinks for free.
I don't know about 100, but.
Well, yeah, including everything yesterday and today?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I guess if you're comparing it to, like, actually going to a bar.
Yeah.
Or a club or something, then yeah, sure, maybe. But if you're, you know, talking about just, like, raw ingredients going...
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is the thing.
Just say $5 a drink. I've gotten 9 drinks. 9
right.
to 10 drinks.
Yeah, okay, so, like, I've been ordering wine because, you know, I'm so much more sophisticated than me.
I've drank wine all day yesterday.
Yeah, so they have... I think it's called Liberty Creek. And they charge $7.50 a glass.
Yeah.
And now this is a 1,500 milliliter bottle, and which is the same stuff my dad drinks. Which you know, it's not the best wine, but for the price, it's pretty fucking good. It's pretty good. you can edit that later.
No, that's fine.
So it's pretty good. But you know, $7.50 per glass. Whereas if you buy the actual bottle, I think it's like $5.
Yeah.
So it's actually a pretty cheap wine. It's pretty economical. It's not terrible. But so ultimately, I probably lost money in terms of alcohol.
Yeah, but I don't look at it that way because we're in Vegas. You're not going to go out and bring your own bottle to the casino.
To the casino.
And the thing is, if you're in the, you can drink a whole bottle before you leave to the casino, but if you're in the casino for 2-3 hours, you're going to want to drink.
Yeah, you may as well take advantage of it.
Yeah. So let's move on from that. I actually have I have two parts to this podcast which I want to cover. One, and you can pick which one we do first.
Okay.
One is tips and tricks in Vegas, which I know we're not experts.
Okay.
But between what you know, what I've seen... What I know from my uncle and
I'm giving him the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
Or, they gotta earn that.
Or your, I just forgot. I think it was worst moments, worst things in Vegas. So let's go with the tips and tricks first since I don't remember what the other one was that I wanted to talk about.
All right. So since I wouldn't say I'm a Vegas veteran, but, you know, I have been here over half a dozen times, not quite a dozen. So this is actually my first time here in about 4.5 years. Because, surprisingly enough, when you stop drinking... Vegas kind of loses appeal.
Yeah.
So I started drinking again. I'm like, ooh, Vegas is fun again. Fortunately, most of those tips and tricks still apply. Now, the way... what we're talking about getting, like, drinks... You know, like, gambling and getting drinks and stuff like that. If you're not aware... Now, this is not true for every casino. But in Vegas, it is true for every casino.
For most casinos. That was actually...
Yeah, so, like, certain ones in, like, you know, in, like, Reno, Tahoe, they may not quite follow this.
Yeah.
So, and definitely, like, smaller ones, like, you know, Indian casinos and things like that. You know, I don't know about out east and, like, Atlanta or anything like that. But in Vegas, if you are gambling, all your drinks should be comped. Within reason. You can't order, like, you know... insanely expensive. Like, yeah. I'm talking like $1,000 bottles or you know $100 bottles of something.
Pretty much anything that's on display. If you're sitting at a bar playing the video poker, which is the best way to get free drinks.
Yeah. So okay. So before you interrupt again, so anything like within reason. So like you know you can get Kettle One, you can get Grey Goose, you get you know some Hennessy. Absolute's not that good.
It's kind of expensive though. That's what I was thinking.
No, Grey Goose is definitely higher.
Yeah. True.
So you can get like
Don Julio is what I got for the tequila.
Ugh. You should have asked for top shelf.
Yeah, Don Julio's good. It's not the best.
I'd rather go with Patron. If I'm going to drink tequila,
Patron. Okay, that's a whole different episode because you just said the most whitewashed tequila in the world that is made in America, made in California. Blah. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. Okay.
I'm passionate about my tequila.
Well, I've had Don Julio once. I didn't care for it. So, in Vegas. If you're gambling, in particular, at the video poker bars, as long as you have, like, about $20 in the machine, you're betting $1, $1.25 a hand, and for the most part, you can play relatively slow. You don't have to speed up, unless, like, you're me and you're drunk at the time, you don't care, yeah. You want to get back up, it ain't happening. Your drinks are comped. I mean, the standard etiquette is you tip $1 a drink, you get more or less whatever you want. Again, within reason, you know, you can't get anything that's, like, crazy expensive. You know, so, like, whiskey drinkers, you probably can't get Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah, probably not. Although I did hear someone order it. I don't know if it was comped or not. Someone was playing.
I don't know. That's the thing. Because, you know, Johnny Walker Blue, that's, like, a $150 bottle.
Yeah, I was thinking...
So, I don't know if you're going to really get that comp. Maybe, but definitely for, like, the lower end, but still, like, quote, good. So, like, Grey Goose, you know, that's, what, $30, $40 bottle?
Probably, yeah. I didn't see any... Like, I was looking at their alcohols at the place we were sitting. I didn't see anything low-end. Like, so low-end that it was, like... It would be considered house. You know right. what I mean?
So, anyways. Video poker bar. $20 a machine. Play $1, $1.25 a hand. Which, you know, you don't have to play incredibly quick. Get your drinks comped. Tip the bartender $1. Now, in case you get a little confused, because Jeremy got confused his first time... They do certain casinos will put the receipt in a glass glass
in front of you basically
and it won't show comps. It'll say like $7.50 or $10. Just ignore it. Put $1 in there. You're good.
And it does it. Well, what I noticed too is it says comp check.
Oh, does it? I didn't notice.
But it still says the price. Right. So I'm guessing it's like they have two different ring ups. They have one for comps and one for people who just order.
Right.
So, so yeah, I did notice that. And if anyone's confused, another thing that confused me is what exactly does a poker bar look like? Sometimes you can't tell them from afar, but a lot of them in Vegas are poker bars. I mean, bars are poker bars. Uh-huh. Basically, it's a video poker machine sitting right on the counter in front of you.
Well, okay, so I think to describe it a little bit better, it's a bar. When you sit down at the bar, there's video poker right in front of you.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, video poker, and then it's a bar. It looks like a bar.
And you can get free drinks if you're sitting at the slots. But
slots and tables, yeah, but they're slower.
Yeah, tables is much faster than slots. I've sat at table, or I've watched tables before, where the waitress will come around probably once every 10 minutes or so, and to see if anyone needs a drink. As where the slots, though, literally, it's hit and miss. They ask, like, one out of every 20 people they see. You know, at least that's my experience. I sat at the slots for a good half hour and didn't get a single free drink last time I was in Vegas.
Yeah, which honestly, personally, avoid the slots.
Yeah.
If you're there to gamble, stick to a table. If you're really looking and trying to make a little bit of money.
Yeah, that's tables.
Tables, go blackjack, or video poker. Video poker, I mean, I've come up on video poker. I've lost in video poker, but usually... Overall, I about break even, and I get pretty loaded at the same time.
Yeah. No, definitely, definitely. Some other tips and tricks for Vegas. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so this kind of borders on the legality of things. So, I guess the casinos do kind of expect that they will not get all their glasses back and stuff like that. So, if you're going to take one too, you got to take credit in it.
My wife is going to take one.
Guilty by association.
Yeah.
So what we do is, like, when we're at the video poker bar, we'll order one more drink right before we're planning to leave. So we'll order another drink and then take off. And then, what was that?
I'm reaching out for my drink that I can't drink right now.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
So we will order a drink and then take the drink back to the room, finish the drink, and then keep the glasses. Because there's no way for them to keep account of it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, those guys are in room 2140, and they brought two glasses with them, and now they're not in there anymore, so... Oh.
Gotta charge them.
Yeah. So it is a method for getting a lot of, you know, the pretty decent glassware. And the other trick that we have not employed this time around, and I'm not sure if we will, is... Call room service, ask for additional towels, ask for like a half dozen or whatever, however many towels. Go to the bathroom, get like a good bunch of the towels wet, get them all nice soaked and wet, and just throw them in a pile on the floor. And then hide the other towels in your luggage. So the logic behind this is, housekeeping probably doesn't get paid enough to really go through all the towels and count how many are there and look through, like, oh, we brought up this many towels for them. Because there is, like, a set number of towels in the room. There's, like, three, I think, like, body towels, three hand towels, like bigger, like, washcloths, and three, like, small towels. So that's, like, their standard. But, you know, when they pick up any, like, used towels and things like that, they just throw it in a bin.
Yeah.
So they're probably not going to sit there and count, like, okay, there's this many. They should have this many. So if you're looking for a few towels,
there you go. So now that we've skirted on the line and worked on morality, no,
it's Vegas. Well, I told people
out the window.
Yeah, I told people when I was going to Vegas, I plan on violating at least three of the deadly sins.
Yeah. So before we go on, one other thing, this is a different tactic than what Elliot is talking about on the poker bars, and this is from my uncle, who is kind of like your brother, who, mm-hmm. you know, he's always in the casino, was always in the casinos, both Vegas, more so Tahoe and Reno, but, I mean, he used to come to Vegas, he's worked in Vegas for a while, so. So instead of doing the $1 tip per drink, if you know you're going to be there for, like, a couple hours, you know, mm-hmm. and you want the good stuff. You tell the bartender when you walk in, you say, I'm going to be sitting here for a while. Here's a 20 for all your troubles. And you just, you know, make sure the drinks keep coming and they're good. You just give them 20 bucks straight off the bat. And, of course, if you're there for a long time, you want to tip more than that. But if you're only there for, like, an hour, 2 hours, you're getting the top quality drinks. No charge. And they don't even really care that much how much you're playing. So that's another tactic. It might cost a little more in the long run, but you're also getting better drinks.
Which, again, so, you know, you can order, like, pretty decent, you know.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah. So I think it really depends. But he was ordering, like, a $200 bottle of tequila shots.
Oh, wow.
Shots. Like, $14 shots in the bar. He was ordering just them. He was getting comp for them. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on where you are with your alcohol quality. If you can, if you don't mind the, you know, not lower end, but the medium end, then just go with the dollar a drink. But if you're really, like...
To be honest... Chances are, no offense to any of our listeners, but how many of you guys are, like, buying $200 bottles of alcohol? Really? Come on.
I've had a few.
I mean, you know, we have, like, four listeners.
We have more than that. We have, five. Like, eight.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's that. A few other things. So, your brother brought up a good... Or your brother is basically comped for a lot.
Yes. He's now, very good at that stuff.
So... He's explained a few ways that he's gotten comped. One way is just to always make sure whatever casino you're in, you have their player's card.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The player's card is called different things depending on the casino. There's like two or three main ones. MGM has one.
Which, so as far as like, a lot of it's property owned.
Yeah.
So, like, we're at Harrah's. And Harrah's also owns, like, Paris, Rio, yeah.
Flamingo?
Caesars?
Caesar. Anyway, it's like six different ones or seven different ones. Yeah, right here in Vegas. Not to mention they have some in Tahoe and on the East Coast.
I didn't know about the East
Coast. Yeah. I was looking at it. It's like 16 different casinos around the country.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah, I know. We're waiting for my wife on a plane, by the way. And we can see the planes landing. So there's that. So always make sure you have a player's card and use it every single time.
Yeah, any chance you get, because the more active you are in the casino, the more likely you will get things comped, whether it's food or like rooms or shows or whatever, or just straight up just like money.
And that includes using your card when you order food, when you you don't get points for drinks.
But a lot of times you will get discounts at restaurants for having a player's card.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and there's like a dollar off pretty much the whole menu.
Yeah, like a dollar off here, dollar off there, and all, you know, if you're here for like, you know, 3 days, assuming three meals, that's $9 you just saved
and,
right there.
And it's free. All the player's cards are free.
Yeah.
So definitely make sure whatever hotel you're going to be in, whatever hotel chain you're going to be mostly sticking in, pick up a player's card, use it all the chance you got. I didn't do this last time.
All the chance you got?
All the chance you get. I didn't use it this time. Or, I'm sorry. I didn't get one last time, and I wish I had, because even though I didn't do much last time, I could have already had it this time. It would have had some points on it. And also, you can do stuff online that allows you to get points even when you're not in Vegas.
Yeah. So my brother, he uses, I think it's a Facebook app, honestly. It's called My Vegas.
I don't know. All I know is if you're on the if you're on the Total Rewards website, and there's a button on the top that says play now.
Huh.
So yeah. Also, he was saying that if you're a Total Rewards member, check out their specials every once in a while. Like, if you know you're coming to Vegas, start checking out their specials, like, a month ahead of time, 2 months ahead of time.
Yeah, it's honestly as early as you can.
So as soon as you know
you're coming to... check periodically.
Yeah, because, like, he said that sometimes they offer free stuff to people who... You don't even have to prove that you're a rewards member, which is kind of crazy to me.
Right. So, I mean, to break it down, this trip... So we're here. We got here 4th of July. So that's a Saturday. And we are taking off Monday. So we're here for 2 nights.
Including a major holiday, I mean.
Yeah, major holiday, weekend, 2 nights, grand total, $115.
The room we're staying in goes for well over that for 1 night this last weekend.
Right, exactly. You know, we expect to spend a couple hundred bucks for this weekend. But, you know, my brother found, like, I don't know. He checks very frequently and looks for those amazing deals.
Yeah.
Because that is an amazing deal. Not only is it a weekend for $115, it's a major holiday for $115.
Yeah. Getting here to Vegas, there's a few hints I could give you. There's a threshold, depending on how far away you are, there's a reason to fly or there's a reason to drive. If you live in L.A., there's a reason to drive. Because it's like only a few hours away. If you're living in the Bay Area, it's basically almost a crapshoot on whether you want to fly or drive. And it depends on how many people are going with you. In my opinion. This is just my opinion. I've done the math. If you have two people going with you...
You suck at math.
Yeah, well, this is a simple addition. This is okay. Correction. If you have just you and one other person going, and your money is your issue, then drive. If it's three or more people... I'm sorry, other way around. If it's two or less people, so might as well fly.
One or two people,
you might as well fly. Because it's going to be cheaper.
Right.
But if you have three or more people, all going to put in on, you know, all the expenses, then it's more cost efficient to drive. If you have, you know, because obviously, you know, let's say you rent a car from the Bay Area, and there's four of you. You know, gas is, we figured about $90 to get, or no.
Yeah, about $90 round trip.
Round trip.
From the Bay Area to Vegas.
Yeah, with a cost-efficient car. And then you add the cost of renting a car, which is, let's just say, $150. So you're looking at about $240 split by four people. That's nothing. That's $60. So it's a lot cheaper than you can get a round trip flight. So, you know, it depends. But if you're also the person that's like, I want to get to Vegas, I don't want to drive... Start looking at your planes early, because although my wife got lucky and her flight over here today, she booked it yesterday and got it for $109, I know you can get a round trip for $109 if you book at the right time. Simply put, book early. Now, once you're in Vegas, utilize, and you don't have a car, utilize the free shuttles as much as possible. The free shuttles, now, they're very specific. Free shuttles only go from specific places to specific places. For example, Harrah's shuttle usually only goes to Harrah's properties, plus the airport. The tram actually goes everywhere, right?
Basically, I think so.
Pretty much everywhere. So, also, one last thing before we start wrapping it up. There's a place, and I've actually heard about this. My wife has told me about it, and I've seen it. There's a place called Half Price Tickets. This is a... If you know you want to go to a show, like, let's say you want to go to a show tomorrow. You know the time of the show and everything. Go to one of these booths that's Half Price Tickets and see if they're selling the tickets, because they will literally be 50% off what you pay if you buy them at the door. That's a good thing to know.
I'm still disappointed that we can't see Penn and Teller.
Yeah, Penn and Teller doesn't start until August. Any other things you can think of?
Let's wrap this up. I need to unsober up.
Unsober? Oh, I'm like, unsober up? What's that even mean? Yeah, so Vegas, a lot of fun, having fun. Definitely looking forward to coming back again. And I'm definitely actually looking forward to that whole looking for free and cheap stuff, because your brother really got me in the mood
he's good at that. Yeah. Insane how good he is.
This is his second time here this week. Last week.
Yeah, so my brother is in the process of moving, so he's staying in Vegas as his temporary home until he, finishes his move.
Well, he's staying between Bay Area, L.A., and Vegas. So anyway, so he stayed here last week on Tuesday, and he basically had the room comped, the dinner comped, and basically he hardly paid anything. Like, the whole 2 days only cost him like $80. So that's crazy. All right, so the second part, this is going to be really quick before we get into our off-topic picks. Worst mistake or worst experience you've ever had in Vegas. Did you want to start or do you want me to go first?
I'll start.
Okay, I think you have something in mind, so. Yeah.
So, I'm a little bit spoiled from Vegas, and a lot of it has to do with the strip clubs here. Now, the strip clubs in Vegas are definitely a little more friendlier than in the Bay Area. Now, what I mean is, like, they're not, let me back up a bit. In the Bay Area, strip clubs, you pay $20 for a lap dance, and then you have to tip on top of that. So I think the initial 20 goes straight to the club.
Okay.
In Vegas, that doesn't seem to be the case. They're just okay with just, $20, good, lap dance, all right. But the big thing is, in Vegas, the girls are a lot friendlier. They let you touch and all that stuff. Pretty much if it's exposed and you're getting lap dance, and if you have permission, if they're okay with it, you're allowed to touch.
In the mind of Elliot Lee.
Now, my biggest mistake with Vegas is bringing my ATM card to a strip club. Because, I already know in general, just a generalization, I do have trouble saying no sometimes. But when a half-naked girl is sitting on my lap, So my mistake and my advice to you, if you are a softie like me, do not bring an ATM card to Vegas. Or sorry, not to Vegas.
Or to Vegas, but yeah.
Yeah, to a strip club, just don't.
So how much was your strip club experience?
I think probably the most I spent was like $300-$400.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I've never spent a dime in a strip club.
Sorry, we're not all married.
No, even if I wasn't,
married with someone who actually has a sex life.
One more thing, yeah, without saying names, yeah, I have a friend who spent $900 one trip to the strip club.
Woo!
Yeah, she as in the stripper.
Okay.
Basically told him, you want to go to the back room? It's going to be like an additional 150 or something like this, right?
150?
I don't remember how much it was, just so that. But then he goes back there, and then she goes, why don't you just give me your ATM card or your credit card? That way I can just put it on file so that we can just, not worry about talking about money. Okay!
Oh God, no.
And one of our friends basically had to go back into the back room and drag him out. Now, not actually, because, you know, they have, like, the bouncers and stuff that would have stopped him. But basically, yeah, it was bad. He spent, like, $800-$900 in one.
Whew.
The good thing was it was basically his bachelor party.
Oh, so, okay. Then, yeah, screw it. Whatever.
But still, $800-$900 on one girl in one strip club. Actually, I think there was two girls at one point, but...
I got not just enough to get off in this club.
All right.
What's your mistake?
My mistake? I forgot I was doing my mistake. My mistake is also with money, but it's also with just not knowing anything about Vegas. First night I was here in Vegas, I was frustrated because I was not drunk. I mean, I wasn't even close to being drunk. I was, like, sober almost the whole time, right? So I said, I need something to kick me up there, right?
I could feel my pulse in my teeth.
I said, I need something to kick me up there. So my wife's like, well, why don't you just go to a bar and order a drink? I'm like, all right. So we're in, like, I don't remember where it was. It was, like, the Venetian or one of the really nicer ones, right? And I just go up to a bar and I say, can I get a brandy and Coke?
Ugh.
Right? And he said, are you sure? I was like, yeah, why? He goes, all right. Makes me a brandy and Coke, give me the receipt, $21.
Whew.
Mind you, it was probably two shots. So, but normally that would be maybe $8 to $10, maybe. I saw $21 and I had already taken a sip of the drink. Like, I couldn't even, like, walk away. I could have, I guess, but I would have probably gotten in trouble, you know? Because I already taken a sip of the drink and I already had it in my hand and he's like, $21. I'm just like, oh, man. So, moral of that story is, be careful where you order drinks. If there's a bar without a video poker sitting next to the main pathway in a hotel or in a casino, it's probably going to cost you a lot of money to order a drink there.
Pretty much, if you can't gamble at the bar, expect to pay for your drinks straight up.
Pay a lot, too. That's my experience. I mean, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's the golden rule. If you're gambling, drinks are on them.
Yeah. And the more you drink, the more you gamble, so they win.
I know, you pulled me away from poker bar because we have to do the stupid podcast.
All right, let's move on. All right, so we're going to get to our off-topic picks real quick, and I think it's no surprise that they're Vegas-themed.
Yeah, well, it seems appropriate.
Yeah,
so I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we're, as stated, we are staying at Harrah's, which is on the Strip, which, if you've never been to Vegas, it's worth it to stay on the Strip at least once. If you are a Vegas veteran, you kind of realize that, you know, the Strip's not all that important, really. Because, honestly, most of the time, you're inside. You're in your hotel room. You're in a casino. What difference does it really make to be on the Strip? You can, yeah, sure, you can bounce around a little bit. Or you just pay a taxi. Or, you know, if you drove here. Well, I mean, if you... chances are, if you drove here and you're in Vegas, you're probably already trashed. So, you know. But regardless, there are, you know, different ways to get around different hotels. So, that being said, Harrah's is not really my top pick for hotels, but, you know, the price was right. So, for my top pick then, pick of the week, is my top pick hotel, which is the Rio. Now, the reason I like the Rio, well, it's off the Strip, which, you know, really has little impact for me. But the reason I like the Rio is because it is off the Strip, they have to offer you more. Otherwise, what's the incentive? Like, why should I stay at, like, a crappy hotel on the Strip when I can... Why should I stay on a crappy hotel off the Strip when I can stay on a crappy hotel on the Strip? So, because they recognize this, and this is true for Hard Rock, too, which is also a nice hotel. Because they are both off the Strip, the rooms are nicer. Everything about it is just it's nicer because it's out of the way. So, like, the last time I was in Vegas, I don't think I was on the Strip. No, sorry, that's not true. Because I did come to the Strip for a buffet, which was terrible. I think it was Circus. Their buffet at the time was just atrocious. It was just...
Chicken fingers and tater tots.
No. It was scallops that were hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just... It was just... Nothing about it was good. So... The Rio and Hard Rock, because I've stayed at both, but I do definitely prefer the Rio. You get better quality for the same price. And if you're okay with not being on the Strip, or even, you know, if you do want to go on the Strip, it's fine. Just take a taxi. But I feel you get better quality there. The rooms are so... They're bigger. They're nicer. Because I'm looking at this room.
It's your basic hotel room.
Yeah. A Rio, same price, double the size.
Yeah.
You get a couch, too, and the bathroom's nicer. Everything about it's nicer. The room service is better.
Yeah, room service here kind of sucks.
Yeah, the room service here is kind of crazy. I was, honestly, just because of the heat, how hot it was yesterday, I just didn't have the energy. So I'm like, you know what, let's just go back to the room, order some room service. And I was like, you know what? Looking at the room service, oh, I can get some sushi. And I know for myself, I can, throw down about 3 rolls. That was going to be like $55.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think, from my memory, it is not quite that expensive at the Rio. But the Rio's room service, from my experience, was pretty good. I approve. I ordered it once, ordered it again and again and again. So I feel that if you are okay with not staying on the Strip, definitely check out some of the hotels off the Strip. In particular, the Rio and Hard Rock. I definitely vouch for them. Other ones I haven't really stayed at. Like, I've been to Gold Coast just for the casino because they do $5 blackjack tables, which is kind of funny because that's where all the Asians flock to.
That's why you called it the Asian casino
before. It is. It's the Asian casino because they have cheaper tables, so just all the Asians are there. So, anyways, that wraps up my off-topic pick for the... on-topic pick.
Yeah, on-topic, actually. So, mine is a little different. So, you're on the Strip. It's a warm day.
Warm?
Well, it's a hot day.
Yeah, it's like 100-something degrees.
And you need to stay cool, So, you bring over your... I don't know. What do you call those things? Those...
Water bottles?
Kind of water bottle. They're insulated
cold, like party mugs.
Like the mugs, insulated mugs. There you go. Insulated mugs.
I don't know if that's actually insulated, but all right.
It is, yeah. You bring over your insulated mug or any mug pretty much, and you go and you find yourself one of these Fat Tuesdays. Now, there's other brands that do it, like Margaritaville. I think they do the same thing. I think there's another one called Ice something. But anyway, Fat Tuesdays was the original. What Fat Tuesdays is, now imagine you go to your 7-Eleven and you get your icy in pretty much any flavor you want that's there, and add a good amount of alcohol. And you want more alcohol? It's only $1 for an extra shot, right on the top. So now you're drinking a frozen margarita with an extra shot for about $12 for a huge cup. Iced, keeping you cool. That is Fat Tuesdays, and that is my on-topic pick of the week, because Fat Tuesdays, honestly, last time I was here, it was actually hotter than this. We were here in August when me and my wife came. And Fat Tuesdays was like, okay, I need something cold. And, oh, hey, there's a Fat Tuesday. Let me fill back up. For $11, you get tons of alcohol. And you're walking on the Strip, and trust me, it's not – a lot of alcohol on the Strip is not cheap. You got to know the best places. So, yeah, the Fat Tuesday or anything like it is my off-topic pick. And if that's our Vegas episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a chance to visit Vegas someday. If you're under 21.
You're going to be bored out of your mind.
Unless you have a friend who's over 21.
Yeah. Or, if you're okay with strip clubs. And, there are 18 and over strip clubs.
But honestly, I don't think you'd be bored out of your mind. I told Elliot earlier, I said, because there's so many kids. Little kids. Babies here this weekend.
Yeah.
I told Elliot, when I have kids, remind me, if I try to take my kids who are under 14 to Vegas, don't. Because honestly, I can see stuff here for like families to do if the kids are older. Like, there is Circus, there's arcades for the kids, And when I was, it wasn't Vegas, but Tahoe. When I was about 14, 13 even, well, little younger because my brother took care of me. But my parents would just be like, "All right, go down to the arcades. You can have 3 hours. Here's $50," and that was fun for me. My parents would go gamble, drink, whatever, and me and my brother would be in the arcade. So that's cool. But you have to be able to have a kid old enough to be able to do that.
Right. Well, I think it's, if anything, it's more of like, it's not an actual legal age, right? It's just a... It's just like what you feel okay with leaving your kid / kids alone.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, yeah. So if you want to contact us, give us any hints on Vegas, where you like to stay or anything else, it's almostrelevantpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is almostrelevantpodcast.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/almostrelevant, as well as on Stitcher and iTunes. Just search us Almost Relevant Podcast. And if you want to know when new episodes come out, plus follow my awesome Twitter, because I love Twitter and I write, that's at Soul Scribbler. Is there any final words from you, Elliot?
You know what? I can't pay my rent, but I got just enough to go up and get off in this club.
All right, then. Have a good week. Have a good week, everybody.
Opening song with Our Wind in Our Sails, provided by Waleed Fighali. Ending song, Steampunk Girl, provided by John Emilio at johnemilio.com. And blast the cure and the snuts, puts a flask to her lips, takes exit 22 and pulls in her parking space, climbs up the fire escape, steps into a bedroom and crashes onto a bed, stockings from her legs. She looks in the mirror and thinks that it's time to start another life. On her goggles and a bowler hat, she checks her pocket watch, adjusts her rocket back, she laces up her boots and puts her makeup on, she grabs her leather coat and her Tesla gun. But she used to be a gawking, now she's a steampunk. Gaslight imagines taking a trip on a steam-powered ship. Instead, she opts a flight to a sci-fi convention. Now it's her intention to finish her novel, then go back to school and learn to live again. So she's putting on her goggles and a bowler hat. She checks her pocket watch, just a rocket back. She laces up her boots and puts her makeup on. She grabs her leather coat and a Tesla gun. But she used to be a gawking, now she's a steampunk.
Now she's a steampunk. She used to be a gawking, now